More than 60 boys and girls were honored for their contributions to the Catholic faith April 27th at the 54th Annual Bishop's Altar Server Awards Mass. Bishop Michael Fisher was the lead celebrant at the Mass, held every spring in St. Joseph Cathedral, but he was joined by more than 24 concelebrating priests. The bishop pointed this out to the honorees and their families.
They being here shows how important your ministry is to all of us, and the important ministry that you provide in each of your parishes around the diocese. And I know you come from various places. I've been celebrating confirmations. This is confirmation season, and I've heard a lot of excitement from many of you who I've seen at confirmations that were telling me you were going to be here today.
Father David Baker delivered the homily. In order to speak directly to the younger people in the congregation, he began by assuming the role of a comic book character beloved by generations of fans.
I hope that no one will be upset if I point out that there is a slight error in the program today, because it says that the homily will be delivered by Father David Baker, and my name is Peter Parker. I was bitten by a radioactive spider, and for the last 15 years, I've been the one and only Spider-Man. I saved a bunch of people and made a Christmas album, saved the whole city at once. And no matter how many hits I take, I keep coming back. Because the only thing standing between this city and oblivion is the one and only Spider-Man.
Father Baker referred to the recent film Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which sees Peter Parker discover he is just one of many spider heroes in a multiverse who work to protect their people.
Likewise, our world takes an entire army of superheroes to protect from evil. And we're looking at them. Young men and women, do you realize that when you put that alb on in the sacristy before Mass on Sunday morning, you are putting on a superhero's cape? You are living a heroic life. Paul and Barnabas said in the first reading today, it was necessary that the gospel be preached. And that's what you do. By your service, your devotion to the sacraments of the altar, by the choices you make in your daily life, you preach the gospel by your life.
As the director of vocations for the diocese, Father Baker expressed hope many among the altar servers will continue to serve God as adults.
They put out a survey every year of all the priests ordained in the United States, and they ask them, what kind of school did you go to? What do you like to do? What made you realize you were called to be a priest? And this year, 2024, 73% of them said, I was an altar server. You could wear the mask. You could be a part of this for the rest of your life. And if you haven't thought about that before, I hope you will now.
The awardees were presented with their medals following Holy Communion. They come from parishes throughout the diocese, some as near as Buffalo and first-ring suburbs, others from Niagara Falls and Niagara and Orleans counties, others from towns east and south of Buffalo, including Corfu, North Collins, and Sardinia, just to name a few. One of the honorees comes from Canaseraga in Allegheny County. Afterward, a reception was held for the awardees and their families at the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center. But before people parted from the cathedral, Bishop Fisher offered some final words of gratitude.
Spider-Man, if you see Father Baker, can you tell him what a nice homily he gave? Okay. Thank you.
Other contributions to this Mass by young people included the music provided by the Catholic Academy of West Buffalo Bell Choir. For Western New York Catholic Audio, I'm Michael Mrosiak.